I want to challenge you to not be like one of those people who celebrates all the traditions of Christmas year after year with zero curiosity about why we actually celebrate it and what it means to my life today. God says, you'll seek me when you find me, when you seek me with all your heart. God says, I want you to be a seeker. I want you to check me out.
In the days leading up to Christmas, you're putting up lights, decorating the tree, singing carols, shopping, throwing parties, and baking the cookies. Christmas is the most advertised, commercialized, anticipated, and celebrated holiday of the year. But no matter how immersed you may be in the flurry of activities, it's still possible to miss Christmas. This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today, as we continue in our series called Don't Miss Christmas, Rick is teaching us how we can break down the barriers that can cause you to miss the full joy of the season. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get a copy of the Most Requested Messages by Pastor Rick Warren, Volume 3, a six-message collection you will definitely want to add to your audio library. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000 while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called Don't Miss Christmas.
You were made by God and you were made for God. And until you understand that, your life is never going to make sense. You can fight it, try to find life and making money, having fun, having a great golf game, pleasure, passion, possession, position, sex, status, salary, success. You can try all different things to fill that empty void, that hole in your heart, but it's a God-shaped hole, and only God can fill it because you were made by God, and you were made for God. And until you understand that, your life is not going to make sense. The only reason you're alive is God made you to love you. He wants you to learn to love him back. God knows everything about you. You know almost nothing about God. God wants you to know him. God wants you to have a friendship with him. And that's why he came to earth in human form. So we could go, oh, that's what God is like. That's what he wants us to be like. And so he says, I want you to get rid of your fear. Bottom line on Herod is that Herod's deepest fear was this. I don't want anybody to be in control except me. Does that sound vaguely familiar? I don't want anybody to be in control except me. I don't want anybody else to be king. I want to be king. And you know what? That's why a lot of people fear God, because the bottom line is they want to be God. I want to run my own life. It's pride. I want to be my own God. I want to call my own shots. I don't want to have to serve anybody. I just want to serve myself. I want to be my own God. It's the Herod mentality. I'm not going to let anybody else be king in my life, not even God who made me. And that fear caused him to say, I don't have any interest. Herod, the king, was 5 miles away from where Jesus was. The king could have gone and visited the King of Kings, but he didn't. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 6, here's what it says. Some people have missed the most important thing in life. They don't know God. You can know all kinds of other stuff, but if you don't know God, you missed the purpose of your life because you weren't put on this planet to mark things off your to-do list. You were put here to get to know God and to prepare for being with him forever and eternity. So how do I not miss Christmas? If busyness and familiarity and apathy and unconcern and if fear or anxiety of what's going to happen if I really open up my life to God, if these things keep me from knowing Christ, from understanding the true meaning of Christmas, how do I not miss Christmas? Well, let me give you a little formula. Do you remember when you were a kid, they taught you a couple safety rules? One of them was if your shirt or your coat catches on fire, you stop, drop, and roll. Remember that? Stop, drop, and roll. That's what you're supposed to do if you catch on fire. And if you're standing at a street corner, you're supposed to stop, look, and listen before you step into the street to see if there's any traffic. I want to take that same little formula, stop, look, and listen. And I want it, you to remember it as that's the key to not missing the true meaning of Christmas. I mean, you can have, as I said, you can have a Christmas tree in your house and still miss Christmas. You got to stop, you got to look, and you got to listen. Why don't you write this down? Three things. Number one, stop filling my life with less important things. That's the first thing I got to do. Stop filling my life with less important things. Don't let busyness keep me from knowing God. Let me show you a couple verses quickly. Psalm 39 says this, all of man's busy rushing ends in nothing. He heaps up riches for somebody else to spend. That sounds like Orange County. The pace of life, you know, buy things you don't need with money you don't have to impress people you don't even like. Go out and run in the rat race. Look, you don't want to run the rat race because even if you win, you're still a rat. Humans weren't made to run the rat race. Now, would you agree you can be so busy making a living you forget to make a life? Yeah. I used to have a sign up in my office, and it said this, beware of the barrenness of a busy life, because activity and productivity are not the same. One of my mentors was the father of modern management, Peter Drucker, and he used to teach me, you accomplish more by doing less, by not being so busy. Busyness can fill your schedule, but it'll fracture your family. And the greatest tragedy is that most people are too busy for God. What's the antidote? The antidote is to stop running and slow down.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, I'd like to connect you with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. That's PastorRick.com or just text the word daily to 99000. Again, that's the word daily to 99000. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
Thanks for listening to Daily Hope. Words just can't express our gratitude for all your love, prayers, and support throughout the year. Now, what if it was possible to have your year-end financial donations to this ministry automatically doubled? Recently, a very generous listener offered to match all financial gifts to Daily Hope, up to $100,000. That means whether your tax-deductible gift is $50, $100, $500, or $1,000, it will be doubled, up to $100,000. So please ask the Lord to reveal how He would have you support this ministry financially as we bring the year to a close. And then let us say thanks for your support by sending you a free copy of the audio series called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 3. If you've been listening to this broadcast for a while, some of these message titles are sure to ring a bell. Messages include Becoming Best Friends with God, Building a Strong Spirit, What Are You Fighting For? How Much You Matter to God? Learning to Be Both Fast and Slow? And Daring to Wait on God? This hand-selected six-message collection is available in a boxed CD set or as high-quality downloadable MP3s. They're yours today when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Get your copy of The Most Requested Sermons by Pastor Rick Warren, Volume 3, right now by going to PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or 800-600-5004. Thanks in advance for your support. Your gift helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, winner of the 2016 NRB Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
That's the first way you really get to know the meaning of Christmas. You got to stop running and slow down. The Bible says it like this, Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. Be still. He's saying there, chill out. That's the chill out verse of the Bible. Chill out and know that I'm God. The famous philosopher Pascal said, all of man's problems come from his inability to sit still. I don't know that that's true, but I know that a lot of our problems come from our inability to sit still. We're just too hurried and we're too worried. And when we're hurried and worried, we can't stop filling our lives with less important things, and we crowd out God, and all of a sudden we're like the innkeeper. We have no room. No room for God. You know, it's interesting to me that of all the people that God announces that he's coming to earth in human form as a son of God, the first group that he tells is the shepherds. Shepherds? Are you kidding me? Sheep herders? You need to understand that in that culture 2,000 years ago, sheep herders or shepherds were the lowest rung on the status ladder. They were lower than criminals. They were considered stinky, dirty, smelly, worthless people. And so who does God tell the good news to first? The shepherds, the sheep herders, the outcasts, the people on the fringe, on the edge, the people that nobody else wants to associate with. He tells them first. Now, why did God tell the shepherds that the Son of God had been born in Bethlehem before he told anybody else? Well, I think one of the reasons was they weren't busy. Okay, they weren't busy. Okay, they were just there. They were out there, and they're sitting around on a starry night with a bunch of sheep. And if an angel shows up, what else you got to do? Listen, you know, there's no television, so they're obviously not in a hurry. And when God says go to Bethlehem and see this new baby, well, they go. They're not like, sorry, we got three Christmas parties we got to go to first. They weren't busy. God always speaks to the person who is willing to listen. And God doesn't talk to you if you say, excuse me, God, I don't have any time. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, no wonder God never talks to you. You're too busy. You don't take time to just sit still and be quiet, read the Bible and just be quiet. I don't have time to get to know God. Then you're too busy. Proverbs 10:27 says this, reverence for God adds hours to each day. In other words, if you need more time, you need to give some to God. Whatever you need more of, you give to God. You need more money, give some to God. You need more energy, give some to God. You'll get more energy. You need more talent. If you use your talent for God, God will give you more talent. Whatever you give to God, he gives you more of. If you say, I just can't keep up. I'm so behind. You need to reverence God on a daily basis. A quiet time with God. Reverence for God adds hours to each day. So you got to stop filling my life with less important things. The second thing you've got to do is you got to look. What I mean by that, look closely at why Jesus came. I mean, you know that he came. It's called Christmas. But why? Could you give me the 5 or 6 reasons why Jesus came to earth? Could you tell me those statements, those quotes where Jesus said, I came to earth for this purpose? You need to look closely at why Jesus came. Make the effort to check it out, to investigate Jesus, to say, who was he? What did he say? What did he claim? And why does he matter? And what difference does it make to my life today? Do an investigation. This is, by the way, what Herod told the wise men to do. It's one thing Herod did right. In Matthew 2, verse 8, Herod tells the wise men, go and make a careful search. Go and make a careful search for the child. By the way, why were the wise men called wise? Because they made the effort to check it out. They made the effort to check it out. We don't really know what they saw in the sky. I mean, people said a comet, people said a star. We don't really know what it was. But if God can create the entire universe, he can do anything he wants to. He can create a special star if he wants to because he made the whole universe. But we don't know what they saw, but here's what we do know. Other people had to see it too. Because if it's in the sky, the rest of the world could see it. And while there were many people much closer to Bethlehem than those wise men who came from afar, none of them made the effort. None of them made the effort. They saw the same star. They didn't check it out. They didn't look closely at why Jesus came. When others were close and missed Christmas, the people who came from afar didn't miss it. They took the time to stop and to look at the star. You know, many, many years ago when I was a young man, I was working as a lifeguard in a camp in the mountains in Northern California. And one night I went into my cabin and I got down on my knees, and I guess you could say I prayed. Wasn't much of a prayer, but I just kind of rambled. And I got on my knees and I said something like this: God, if there is a God, I want to know you. I don't want to go through my life missing out on you if you really exist. And if you can give me a better life than I'm living right now, I want it. I don't want the good life. I want the better life. And I don't understand it all, but Jesus Christ, if you're real and you can be my Savior, then I want to know you. I want to learn to love you. I want to learn to trust you. And I humbly ask you to make yourself real to me. Amen. It's a real simple prayer. Do you know what happened when I prayed that prayer? Nothing. Nothing. I didn't feel any different. I didn't cry. I didn't get a quiver in my liver. I didn't have some emotional experience. No angels came down and flapped their wings. There was no shining light. My hair didn't turn white like Charlton Heston. You know, there was no emotion to the event at all. It was simply a matter of fact, simple, rational decision. But it was the turning point in my life. I later learned that the reason why it didn't mean a whole lot to me is because I didn't understand all the implications of it. And the more that I understand the benefits and the blessings and the implications of knowing Christ, the more excited I get about it. It's kind of like when I got married. I remember when I got married, the next day on the first day of our honeymoon, I woke up and I looked over at Kay in bed and I said to her, "You know, I don't feel married." She said, "Well, it doesn't matter whether you feel it or not, buddy, you're married." Okay, you did say I do, okay? You're married. And my emotions hadn't caught up with my decision. About 2 weeks later, I remember waking up and rolling over and just seeing her laying there in bed, and I just thought, I get to have this woman the rest of my life as my best friend, as my companion. We've been married now almost 40 years. And I said, she's my best friend, and I love her more every day, and I'm going to get to have her the rest of my life. And I remember all of a sudden I was filled with this joy. And I got up and I started jumping around the room going, "I'm married, I'm married, I'm married, I'm married." And Kay wakes up and she goes, "Well, it's about time you figured that out." A little delayed reaction. And sometimes that happens when you give your life to Christ. You just go, sounds reasonable. Sounds like if God is God, then obviously God has a place in my life. Jesus Christ, I invite you in to be my Savior. The Bible says at Christmas, for unto you is born a Savior. Believe me, if you didn't need a Savior, God wouldn't have wasted time sending one. There's no way you're getting into heaven on your own. No way. Zero, nada, zip. No snowball's chance in hell. You're going to heaven by your good works because you're not good enough, and I'm not either. It's perfect. If we could get to heaven by just being nice people, Jesus coming as a Savior would have been unnecessary. Jesus dying on the cross would have been a waste of time. For unto you is born this day a Savior who is Christ the Lord. You need a Savior. And the only rational, reasonable response to that is to humbly go, "You're right. I am not perfect. I am flawed. I am not God, and I need a Savior. And there's no way I'm getting a ticket into heaven by being a nice guy, because I'm not nice enough to be perfect. And heaven is the perfect place." So I come to God and I just say, "Here I am." Now here's what the Bible says. Jeremiah 29:13. "You will seek me and you will find me when you seek for me with all your heart." I want to challenge you to not be like one of those people who celebrates all the traditions of Christmas year after year after year after year with zero curiosity about why we actually celebrate it. and what it means to my life today. God says, you'll seek me when you find me, when you seek me with all your heart. God says, I want you to be a seeker. I want you to check me out. And if you've never read the Bible, you might want to just get a Bible and in the new year, start reading through the book of John. That's the book that tells the most about Jesus. The Bible is 66 books put together under one cover. The book of John tells the most about Jesus. And just say, God, as I read this, help me to understand who Jesus really was. And ask him to do that. And if you do that, he will become real to you. I wish somebody had told me years ago that I could become a follower of Christ, I could be saved spiritually without having all my doubts answered. If I had known that, I would have done it years earlier. I thought that I had to have all of my doubts figured out first. That's nonsense.
That's Pastor Rick Warren, and you're listening to Daily Hope. If you'd like a copy of today's message or you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to PastorRick.com. You'll find this message and others, along with a ton of other helpful resources. What if it was possible to have your year-end financial donation to this ministry automatically doubled? That's right. Recently, a very generous listener offered to match all financial gifts to Daily Hope up to $100,000. That means whether your tax-deductible gift is $25, $50, $100, $500, or $1,000, it will be doubled up to $100,000. So please ask the Lord to reveal how He would have you support this ministry financially as we bring the year to a close. And let us say thanks for your support by sending you a free copy of the audio series called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 3. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
If you've been listening to Daily Hope for any time at all, you know that God wants to change your life. He wants you to become more and more like Jesus. He wants you to learn to love other people the way Jesus loves them. And He wants you to have more faith than you've ever dreamed possible. How does that happen? It happens because God is in the business of changing lives. And how does He transform us? Through His Word. The more time you spend in the Word of God, the more time you're going to become like God in your character. The more your life will be transformed. Now, to help you understand God's plan of transformation for you, I put together a collection of 6 messages that listeners have told me were particularly helpful when they needed a particular change in their life. These messages will strengthen your spiritual and emotional health, and they're going to teach you how to make the changes to become all that God wants you to be and that you want to be. Now, I want to send these 6 messages to you as a gift, just to say thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. Because of your generosity, we're able to take the hope of Jesus Christ into places where there are no Bibles, no believers, and no body of Christ, no churches at all. Now, as you pray about giving here at the end of this year, I want to ask you to ask God about sending a gift that's the largest you're able to give, because at this point in the year, we have a donor who has offered to match your gift. That means what you give will be doubled. We get twice the bang for the buck, in other words. So please respond quickly and give in your end of the year gift in such a way that we can maximize it through this matching gift. And I want to ask you this. As we approach this new year, would you pray for us at Daily Hope? Pray as we reach out to people around the globe with hope that people will find Christ by the thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands. So thank you for being a partner with me to getting the message out. God bless you.
If you'd like a copy of The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 3, for yourself or a friend, please contact us today by going to PastorRick.com or by calling 800-600-5004. You can choose either an audio CD or an MP3 download. And remember, your financial gift to Daily Hope will be doubled up to $100,000. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. Again, thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.